for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
I'm serious.
Brothers and sisters, good morning. Good morning. If ever we needed to take Holy Communion, it's this morning. Hear me, what I'm saying to you. It's very important. And you're going to see why shortly. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Morning, Dr. Erica, and good morning, Jesus believers all over the world.
Praise
Bless
God.
The Lord this morning before we begin. And thank Him for all that He's done, all that He is doing.
Yes.
And all the benefits available to us through this Holy Communion. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. All hearts and minds clear. Amen.
Amen.
But I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, "Eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me." Bless the Lord. After the same manner also, He took the cup when He had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now, when are you going to do your teaching? You got to, you know, pray. You don't need to pray. God already gave it to you. And I apologize for this morning, but you're going to see why. But tell me when you got to, I know it's burning hot, when you're going to get fire off of you. You can do it tomorrow. When God give it to you, Minister Hill, I know it's hot. So tomorrow?
Tomorrow is great.
Okay. Okay.
All
you
right.
Gotta release that fire tomorrow.
All right.
I'll
be ready.
Okay, wonderful. Brothers and sisters, I need you to get your anointing on, and I need you to get a paper towel. Somebody on this line, through no fault of their own, it was Satan, I know it was Satan, tried to set up a trap for us to get hit with voodoo that they put on somebody else. And the peculiar thing is, it was sent as a projectile through two different conduits, okay? Two people on this line, unbeknownst to them, were operating or trying to help somebody, that's a better word to put it, that was using the deception of voodoo. They actually had affiliation with voodoo. But God, in His infinite grace and wisdom and mercy, exposed both of them. You see, when God say no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn it. This morning, I'm condemning voodoo. I'm breaking every strand, every strain, every chain, every attachment, and every hidden work, hidden thing that has to do with voodoo and African witchcraft coming through any false prophet, any false minister, and the spirit of falsehood. I condemn and destroy the power of all supporting spirits of falsehood. I break and destroy every hidden stronghold of falsehood. And I thank you, brothers and sisters, and Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, that the Bible says that Jesus is the light of the world. That the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth, and there is no error. So I break and destroy hidden voodoo, hidden hoodoo, hidden sorcery. I break and destroy the hidden works of darkness of witchcraft this morning. I break and bust up the craft. Lord God, I ask you to unloose the devourer and that the work would be devoured of voodoo and all those things that I named this morning. And I bind up every spirit of voodoo, every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of shamanism, every spirit of sorcery. Go! 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 I kept discerning it, but I couldn't pinpoint where it was coming from and exactly how it was being projected. But God revealed it, and God, go! I destroy water witching, water witchcraft. Go! Go! I destroy the power of all marine spirits. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go! Get off the neck. Loose the neck. Get off the feet. Loose the feet. Get off of the eyes, causing the vision to be dim. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose those eyes. Loose those eyes. Loose those eyes in the name of Jesus. Go. Get out. Go. Get out. Right now. Right now. Santa Maria. Go! I destroy every hidden curse of Santeria, Gunandero, white witchcraft, black witchcraft. Go! Get out. Go in the name of Jesus. Go! I break your power in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Go! Every bind and spirit. Go! Get out. Go! Every hidden work of darkness through the craft. Powwow! Meloiki! Chaldean witchcraft! Go! Up and out! Up and out! Up and out! Go! Go! Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. The blood of Jesus prevails. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus this morning over every hidden work of darkness. I break and destroy. And I apply the blood of Jesus between the soul of anyone under the sound of my voice. Go! I destroy that soulish realm power right now. Go! in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go! Get off of the nervous system. Go! In the name of Jesus. Loose the nervous system. Get off the brain stem. Go! I destroy all witchcraft control. Loose your stronghold and go. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, feel and refill. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you this morning. Loose that mind. Loose that mind. Go. Get off those feet. Shame. I've come against that devil called pride this morning. Religious pride. Spiritual pride. Go! In the name of Jesus. Get out! Go! All transference. A voodoo. Go! We break your power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you this morning. Fill every empty spot with your glory, your honor, your power, God. Those of you ministering, I want you to remember something. God and witchcraft have nothing in common. When you do that, you become an agent of Satan. You become a distributor from the dark side, because you came into agreement with the dark side. The Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. This morning, some of you know I've been ministering step by step, day by day. That's how we entered into the 8 days of miracles. Now, this is a miracle. You just got delivered from a miracle from somebody else. But I happen to have on the line with me this morning the person I told you about that happened to yesterday at 4 years old. And I asked him to come on the line to tell you how they feel. We're not quite done. We won't be done till Saturday. But I want you to know what's happening. I could, you know, some of you think I'll be making stuff up, but I don't have to. My reality could write a whole bunch of fiction movies. So good morning, my guest. Good morning. Say good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Erica.
Now, I want you to tell your brothers and your sisters in Christ how you feel and what's been happening to you over the past, I don't know how many days. I don't keep up with it.
I think we're, well, one of the feelings that I felt, especially on Tuesday, I believe, June 14th, was that deliverance was amazing. One of the things that you told me to do, you told me to stand up and walk and ask me how I felt. And I told you that I felt like a feather. And after we hung up, I just was thanking God, praising and worshiping him, and I felt born again. I felt like the day that when you give Jesus your heart, you feel born again. That's exactly how I felt after God did that miracle of healing and deliverance.
Did you know what I told them about it happened to you at 4? You had completely
right.
wiped out of your whole conscious memory.
Yes.
How did you feel as God was bringing that up from 40 years ago, approximately? And was it hard to believe, or what? Tell them how you actually what you experienced in the process.
Okay, it was 43 years ago that this had happened, and I have a physical scar on my knee to prove that this story is really true and it's really real. Because when you were ministering, God took me to this place of when I was a little girl, and he was the one that was showing me the scene of everything that actually had happened. And I had completely forgot about it. If you know, sometimes we talk about, remember when we used to live on such and such street and what we used to do and how we used to play, kind of, you know, just remembering old memories. I would have not ever brought this into a conversation because I didn't remember it until God revealed it to me. And after the Holy Spirit revealed it to me, I knew that it was true, because then I remembered that scene. And I always wondered, I knew where I got this scar from, but I didn't know how I got this scar. Mm. And then when the Holy Spirit was showing me how I ran away and I tripped and I fell and I scraped my knee, that's when God said, that's how you got the scar that's on your knee. And I was amazed, and I said, okay, no wonder, because that part was even blocked out of my mind.
Mm-hmm. As I was ministering to you, did you in the beginning, did you have a, when I first started, did you think I was crazy or going off somewhere? Or what did you feel? I mean, what did you think, not what you felt? Because what you feel at that moment doesn't matter, because I don't know if it's the spirit, or I don't know if it's you, if it's the flesh. I really don't know. I'm still ministering, and I'm still waiting on God to reveal what it actually is. So how did you... were you in shock? What was that? Remember, I'm on the phone with you, so I can't.
Right.
I don't even use Skype because I don't want to look at your reactions, because I do not. And I remembered this. I don't want to be moved in the flesh by anything. So all I got is a voice and the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
Well, day one, God, I didn't know what to expect. Day number one. And I had to yield myself and trust God. This was something that you did not ask me to do. I mean, you gave me homework, and I completed my homework every single day. And even
tell them what the homework was, so they won't think I gave you something weird. Remember, people listening to this from other countries too.
Yes. I had to read the book of John continuously around the clock. I mean, it was on video, on the big screen in the living room. I had it in my ears, on my phone. I was reading the Bible itself. Anywhere room that I went to, it was readily available for me to listen to. Then I would position myself about maybe an hour to 30 minutes before our phone appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be on my knees yielding myself to the Holy Spirit because I have been waiting 43 years for a miracle. What miracle? I didn't know exactly what, but I knew that there was something wrong in my life. And we trusted God. I had to trust God for him to do everything that we were believing God would do during these 8 days of miracle. So the yielding part, I had to get myself ready. I had to get my spirit, mind, soul, and body ready. So I would do a worship. And then when we would go into the prayer, we would do renunciations, we would pray, and then God would show up, and he was the one doing the delivering. It was Jesus showing the scenes. It was Jesus that was helping guide you, because honestly, I would have not ever thought that things that had happened to me as a child happened to me. I would have never remembered this. And the fact that I have a scar on my knee to prove it, I knew that this was God. And it felt, I could say for the first time in my life, I felt beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I felt beautiful because I felt dirty. I felt unlovable.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like all of my life I kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And it wasn't the kind of fight where you feel like you are, you know, this warrior or anything. It was just a constant battle, a constant war. But that was all the hurt and the pain that I was secretly hiding away into a compartment that I didn't even know that I had, that I didn't even know existed, until the Holy Spirit shined his light upon that and exposed it. And I was amazed, Dr. Erica. This is real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to
this
tell.
This is real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you have to participate.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody can't just think, well, I'm going to throw this on Erica, and it's her responsibility. No, it's not. It's God's responsibility, and it's your responsibility to yield to God.
Mm-hmm.
To yield to God.
If I wasn't doing the yielding, I don't know if we would be getting this far in our ministry appointments. And I believe that God has really kind of torn down a lot of barriers and strongholds in my life. And, you know, it's just right now it's just God and the Trinity. It's you and it's me. And I couldn't have done it with anybody else. And I had to trust you. And that was one of the things you said, you have to trust the person whom God sent to you to minister this kind of deliverance and healing. And to be quite honest with you, you know, for victims like myself, you have a very difficult time doing that. But mm-hmm. I had to trust the process. I had to trust you. And like I shared with you the other day, had not I felt your love flowing through, it probably wouldn't have gone as far as it has, because love heals, love restores. Love motivated Jesus to go to the cross to die for me. So 43 years after this assault, I could be healed, freed, and delivered and mm-hmm. restored. It was love.
Can you
and
share?
That was something.
Yeah. Can you share what you shared with me about your husband when he came home from work and he asked you how was it going. I thought that was so beautiful.
Oh, okay. So my husband, we sat down and we were face to face with each other, and he asked me, how did it go today? And I said, it went really good. And you want me, and I asked him, do you want me to share now or do you want me to wait? He goes, no, you can share now. And I said to him, okay. So I told him everything that Dr. Erica had shared with the TED line yesterday. And he just looked at me and he got up from his seat and he came over. He walked over and he gave me a hug. And he said, I love you. And I said, I love you too. And he tells me, I am so glad that you are free. I am so happy for you. And he kept saying it over and over. And as he was saying it, you could just feel the love that he was just, that he had toward me. And he's like, you know that weight that our son bought that's sitting in the garage, like a 40-pound weight that has like a handle? He goes, that was just taken off of you right now. And you are free. I am so happy for you. And he just kept saying how happy he was for me.
God is wonderful. What would you tell? Now, that's just one fashion. I'm praying that you will sit down and write you a little booklet about your whole experience. And then now, yes, that was a couple of days ago. Then what happened yesterday? So yesterday we got to a point where you didn't understand what was happening. So you had to either reject it or accept it and wait on God. What happened yesterday?
Yesterday went a little different. There was a word that God gave Dr. Erica, and I just kept, pondering it. And I said, okay. And God gave her a word. He gave her a number. And I said, okay. So, the timelines were around that time. And so Dr. Erica continued with ministering. And then it wasn't until after that the same thing that God did the day before, he just did it a little bit different yesterday, where he is showing me the full scene and the full vision afterward. And I texted Dr. Erica. I said, I got it, Dr. Erica. I see the whole scene of exactly how it played out, and the Holy Spirit is right. The word that he gave you, I remember exactly how that happened and where it happened. And it was, I could have probably have remembered this, but it wasn't something that I talked about. It wasn't something that I would have remembered had not God revealed it also. So what he's doing is he is going deep within your heart, and he is shining his light and helping the baby get free, the child get free, the adolescent get free, and I don't know what else God is going to do for the rest of these 8 days, but freedom is every day. There is liberty in every day, and I was sharing with Dr. Erica that not only are we as women victims, but she had us praying for husbands yesterday. And my prayer is that what God has done in my life in these 8 days, that he will also do in our husbands' lives, because they are victims also of this kind of abuse. And it is so painful to talk about, and it is so uncomfortable. And I pray that for every man and woman listening, that you would, submit yourself to God. Get on your knees and cry out to him because he is waiting to deliver you. He wants to deliver you. Get yourself out of the way and let him heal you. Stop running, because God had to put me into a position where I literally had to stop running. And then he had to deliver me from a lot of witchcraft. Then he had to do some more delivering. And then it got to this place where we are at right now, where God is doing the inner part of the healing and the restoring. And I am excited to see what God is going to do. Don't allow people to make fun of you. This time with God, it is a process. There is no rush in him. There is a perfect timing. We cannot move God's hand. I did not move God's hand. He is a miracle worker. He is the one that is going to say, now is the time. We can't force anybody's time, force anybody's hand to do this. It is in God's timing. And one of the things that I have prayed about personally in my life is that when God called me to the ministry, there were many people ahead of me that were younger in the Lord, that were already in position to be pastors in whatever field that God had called them to. And the point that I always thought of in my own mind was, how is it that they are ready to be pastors when they're just born again, maybe 1 year in the Lord, 2 years in the Lord, and they're pastoring, and I'm not pastoring yet? Because my heart's cry was that this moment in my life of June 16 would come to pass, that I would be delivered, healed, set free, and restored before God called me into the ministry. Because Dr. Erica teaches us that, what do you say, Dr. Erica? Whatever the priest does, so go the people?
As the priest, so go the people.
Yeah.
As the priest, so
goes the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure that wherever God called me and leaded me to, that my heart was healthy, that my mind was healthy, that my spirit and soul were healthy in him, so that he could flow through me and touch his children and touch his people, so that they could be set free the way he is setting me free every single day of these 8 miracles. And they are miracles.
Mm-hmm.
They are miracles, and God is gentle. He is not your enemy. He is not forceful. Whatever fear that you would may have, toss it out the window. Whatever thought you may have, toss it out the window. Every day is different. I don't walk in with this preconceived notion of what it is going to be like today. No, I yield, I surrender, and I let God be God, and I let him do all of the work, because I couldn't remember 43 years ago of my life. And I feel born again. Feel born again. Dr. Erica teaches us the Holy Spirit connecting you to Jesus, Jesus connecting you to Father God. And this is the born again experience, if you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. How does your body feel? How your body feels?
My body,
you know,
feels...
The body holds memories, too. The body holds memories. So how does your body feel?
Less tense.
Mm-hmm.
There was all the fear.
Mm-hmm.
that I lived in every single day of my life for the past 43 years, that I was always tense. And mm-hmm. I didn't understand why. Why am I so tense? My body is reacting to that old memory, not just only that one, but other memories that God is soon going to reveal to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I mm-hmm. wanted to be like, oh, let me just finally not be so tense, so nervous, so anxious, so angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and anger was a part of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to, you know, lash out, wanting to, you know, not necessarily hurt a human being, but, you know, hit something,
mm-hmm.
hurt the tree, stump kind of thing. And now I feel light as a feather, and I feel so happy. I want to rejoice in the goodness of our God.
And let me say this too. You're a little woman. Okay. You know, you short and you little.
Yeah.
What was making you feel fat and big?
The hidden works of darkness,
uh-huh.
The secrets
so
that were so.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, the secrets that were impacting my life that I didn't know was there.
Mm-hmm.
But you go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
Have you physically lost any weight yet? Or have you stepped on the scale?
I probably. I haven't stepped on the scale because I need a battery, thank God.
Okay.
but I would say there has been about 5 good pounds that have been taken off.
Uh-huh. And do you
see
think,
because
go ahead.
No, I want you to go ahead. It's okay.
I was gonna say, do you think now that you know the truth? Do you think people have to walk around here in bondage? Like all these people
no.
telling people to come back. I used to do it myself. But I used to tell them, and I, in my heart, I knew they didn't have to do that. But I knew they were not receiving the deliverance as they should. So what would you tell anybody who thinks they got to get 1,000 prayers to be made free?
No, you don't. With one cry, God hears you the first time. And see, he is the God who sees. So if you close your eyes and you imagine your life before God, he is the beginning of your life, the moment that he breathed the ruah wind of God into those lungs when you came out of your mother's womb. And he will be the God in the end when the breath of life leaves you. So because he is the God who sees, from birth to death, he has seen your life right before his eyes. There is nothing about your life that he does not know. There is nothing about your life that he did not see, because he's seen everything, every hurt, every pain, every trauma, every hidden work of darkness, every trespass against you, every pain, every sorrow, every letdown. He is the God who sees, and you don't have to be afraid of Jesus, because he will show you those areas of bondage that need to be taken away from your life so he could fill you with his life more abundantly. That was the scripture that Jesus gave me yesterday. I have come so that I may give them life, and life more abundantly. I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. So that life, you can have it. You can receive it. Just put yourself out of the way and surrender and yield to the Holy Spirit and say, I am done with this. I'm going to get the help that I need to get help with. Because he's the God who sees, he is going to help me. that you can trust the Holy Spirit will be your comforter. Mm-hmm. Because in all of the areas of our appointments, Father God has been there as a father to me. Jesus has been there as a savior to me. And the Holy Spirit has been there as a comforter to me. All three in one.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this and sharing. And we're not done yet. We got...
No, we're not.
But, you know, I knew, because I don't know why people think I'm, you know, I'm what I am. What you see is what you get. But one thing for sure, I'm not going to jump ship on you. And don't you jump ship on God.
Amen. And this is not staged. This is not a staged message by any means.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
This is all Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. But I knew it was time for people to know the truth. Okay? I just been teaching on I've been doing the preparatory work. Now it's time for the, you know, you can't tell God how to deliver you. You hear me? You all you got mm-hmm. to tell is that something is wrong and you want to be fixed. And when when the time has come, it's not going to be all skip-diddy-doo-dah, because skip-diddy-doo-dah ain't working to harm you. The devil is. Demons are. And Lucifer is the chief behind the whole scheme of it. And he don't want you free under any circumstances, because he knows the plan that God had for you to do for him before the foundations of the earth. But guess
Amen.
What?
Amen. Amen.
If you in this ministry, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. Or either you're going to go all the way to the devil. And with that, you will have said no. And God is going to turn you over into a reprobate. They don't talk about reprobates too much anymore.
Yeah.
But over in 1 Thessalonians, it says, because you refuse the truth, God will give you a strong delusion and cause you to believe a lie, and the next step is reprobate. Thank you so much, sister. I'll see you
You're welcome.
At our normal time, and we're going on to
eight days
of miracles, freedom, feeling, more with God himself.
Yes, Lord.
So that you become that walking, talking, moving, breathing miracle for God,
yes.
A demonstration of God on this earth. It can happen. Don't doubt. Do not doubt. Don't doubt.
Amen.
Just living in a miracle, candles on my vehicle, 8 nights, gonna shine invincible, no longer be divisible, born through the struggle, keep on moving through all this hustle, head up, head down through all of the bustle, New York City wanna flex your muscle, look so down, look so puzzled, heart around your fire through all the rubble, bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all, bound to stumble and fall. Drive on till tomorrow, wipe away your tears and your sorrow. Sunrise in the sky, like an arrow, no need to worry, no need to cry. Light up your mind, no longer be blind, him who searches will find. Leave your problems behind, you will shine like a fire in the sky. What's the reason we're alive? The reason we're alive. I stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all. Bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all.
Do you believe in miracles? Am I here? You more than what you know how to be. And this is the light of festivity, when your broken heart yearns to be free. Do you believe in miracles? Am I hearing you? Am I seeing you? Eight lights, these rights, keep me right. Bless me to the highest heights with your miracles. Do you believe in miracles? Am I hearing you? Am I seeing you? Eight lights, these rights, keep me right. And bless me to the highest heights with your miracles.
Be patient. believe. Be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Oh, oh, oh.
Let me say that love was made. But you must believe he wants the best for you. Though your prayers have yet to show, let your heart be shown and your faith arise. As I give you what I know.
About doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. For God was with